Welcome to Bhakti Pulse. The nature of the sound we listen to molds the character of our lives. Bhakti Pulse brings you the authentic transcendental mantras and wisdom of the Bhakti scriptures. These potent sounds bring full satisfaction to the self and awaken ecstatic love for Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the goal of human life.
Hi, this is Vaisheshika Das. Welcome back to Bhakti Pulse. Today I'm going to talk about one of my favorite subjects, preemptive giving. It starts with a story. Every year I go to Vrindavan, India, a sacred place, where I do a pilgrimage for 30 days. Every year I stay in the same ashram. And every year, up till this year, at the end of my stay in the ashram, I'd give a donation to the president of the ashram out of deep appreciation for all they do for us. This year, like many other years, I first went to the Radhakund Lake to take my bath, a sacred bath, on the first day of my pilgrimage. As is the custom, I took off my outer garments, put a cloth around my midsection, and waded into the lake. There I said my mantras, I meditated. I felt sublime happiness for being in this holy place and in the water. But when I turned around, I saw that all my clothes, all my possessions, those that I had in my pockets, my money, my notebook, my pen, were all gone. There were a lot of people milling around that day. I looked around, and there was no clue about where my stuff had gone. And oftentimes in India, when something's gone, it's gone. I realized that I'd now have to walk the 2 miles back to the ashram, wearing a simple cloth around my waist. Like holy men do, I pretended that's what I was. And when I got back to the ashram, I went right to my locker and I took out a donation. I brought it to the president, and instead of waiting till the last day of my stay, I gave my donation preemptively on the first day. Now, why do you think I did that? Correct. I was acutely aware that everything I have could be taken away at any second. And then I realized something else. Everything I have will be taken away. However, if I give it away before it's taken away, I get credit. If I wait till it's unceremoniously taken from me, I get no credit. Therefore, I came up with my doctrine of preemptive giving. The Shriyash Upanishad says, Tena Tyaktena Bhunjita. Be aware that everything you have is on loan to you and can be taken back at any second. Therefore, see which things you have that are not serving your highest purpose in life, the spiritual purpose, and give them to a good cause. Give gifts regularly and generously. Make your life about giving, and you'll find a new pleasure in life. You'll grow, you'll live in abundance, and you'll discover that real happiness comes from giving and selfless service. Thank you very much for tuning in to today's edition of Bhakti Pulse, and have a fantastic day.
Bhakti Pulse is brought to you by ISKCON of Silicon Valley. To subscribe to Bhakti Pulse on WhatsApp, please save the following number to your WhatsApp contacts and send this message: sign me up. The number is 408-598-7291. That's 408-598-7291. 7291.